Randy Newman has spent the past 10 years writing scores for such movies as Babe, Pig in the City, Pleasantville, and A Bug's Life. He's just put out his first collection of new rock and pop songs in more than a decade. It's called Bad Love. Rock critic Ken Tucker says it ranks with some of his best work ever.
I want everyone to like me. I want everyone to like me real bad.
Randy Newman doesn't really want everyone to like him. Otherwise, he'd be the rock star he spent a good part of his career either lampooning or using as a measuring stick of what he never wants to sound like. It is Newman's chosen fate to stand back and observe, to mimic the characteristics of Americans he sees around him. At his best, this results in brilliantly tough music, brutal beauties like this new song called Shame. It's sung in the voice of a rich, dirty old man coming on to a young girl.
All right, let's talk a little business. You know what I'm saying? Man, in my experience of life, don't expect a beautiful young woman like yourself to come on over here every day, have some old dude banging on her like a gypsy on a tambourine. That's not what we're talking about. That's not what we're talking about. That's not what we're talking about. But I will say this. I've been all over the world. I've seen some wonderful things. I haven't been well lately, and I have no one to share my plans, my dreams, my hopes, my schemes, my... Right. I've sunk pretty low this time. These are truly desperate times.
I wish I had the time to play Shame all the way through. There's not a second of it that isn't extraordinary. It instantly submerges you into the creepy, lonely life of this man, yet it's a striking example of musical irony. The way the narrator steps out of the song to reply to the backup singers who are cooing shame, shame, shame. Newman has been doing this sort of thing for 30 years now. You can go back to his first albums with songs like Lucinda and Davy the Fat Boy for other character sketches. But on Bad Love, he's using all the orchestral muscles he's developed to inject his music with a variety and dexterity that gives it more punch. His ambition is also more grand, but never grandiose. On another song, for example, he takes on the whole of Western civilization.
The great nations of Europe, they gathered on the shore. They conquered what was behind them. Now they wanted more. So they went to the mighty ocean and took to the Western Sea. The great nations of Europe in the 16th century. Hide your wives and daughters, hide the groceries too. Great nations of Europe coming through.
Commencing that song with savage white conquerors and ending it with the plague of AIDS, Newman earns every bit of his irony and anger. On other selections here, he offers a cogent critique of Marxism that includes a moment of self-criticism about his own suburban second marriage. He writes a sincere apology to his first wife, and he offers a pretty love song that is utterly devoid of hope that love can last.
You've got to learn to get to know the one you love. Anticipate her every move. You gotta know exactly what she's thinking of. She may be hungry, but she won't say. But you better get a burger or something in her right away. If you don't, you're gonna pay the hand of the one you love.
The one you love, the one you love.
Young man.
At one point on this CD, Newman writes a couplet, feelings might go unexpressed, think that's probably for the best. But then he goes on to express those feelings anyway, of a persistent but hopeless romanticism, of a despair that the world will ever shape up and treat people decently. Newman is the most adroit cynic that rock music has ever produced. With his Fats Domino piano chords, his movie music moodiness, and his froggy croak, he's as pure an example of bullheaded originality as any that this country has ever produced.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.